I'm hoping for the best.
Bill Eubanks is from the town of Pinson. He's also a voter with something specific in mind.
That we will get someone in office who is honest and reputable and loyal and will do the right thing regardless of their personal motivations.
Eubanks is talking about the race for Alabama's junior U.S. Senate seat, and considering the events of the past few days, what he's looking for may seem a little more difficult. Like any general election race, it's a tale of two candidates.
They told me in 1997, when I became U.S. Attorney, that prosecuting a case that was almost 40 years old is a long shot.
That's Democrat Doug Jones during a rally in Birmingham. His message appears to be Alabama, warts and all, can be better.
But you know what? When you are on the right side of history and the right side of justice, you can do anything.
And for the Republicans.
Well, we're in Alabama. And in Alabama, for the rest of the world to hear, we dare defend our rights. We don't stop kicking.
That's former Chief Justice Roy Moore. His heavily Christian message appears to be Alabama is okay as it is.
We've got to go back to God. We've got to go back to a moral base.
And it's not just voters like Bill Eubanks who are looking for answers. Others are watching how the race between Roy Moore and Doug Jones represents change in Alabama, just not quick change.
When people think about public opinion change, they have this kind of conversion image. Like people go to bed one way and then they wake up the next morning thinking completely differently.
That's Dr. Steve Borelli. He teaches Southern political science at the University of Alabama.
And most, you know, large-scale movements in public opinion don't work that way.
Doug Jones' progressive message appears to be holding its own against Roy Moore's conservative Christian one. A poll taken on Friday by Decision Desk and Opinion Savvy puts the race in a dead heat. A survey released just yesterday by JMC Analytics and Polling gives Jones a 4-point lead over Moore. Both men are born and bred Alabamians. Jones is from Birmingham and Moore is from Gadsden. And they're only 7 years apart in age. Moore is 70 and Jones is 63. Despite that slight age difference, Borelli says Jones reflects growing up in the turbulent civil rights era of the 1960s.
I think what Doug Jones has done that is take that traditional defensiveness, like we're not as bad as we're being made to seem, and couple it with a more progressive argument for genuine change.
Borelli says that reflects a time in the 1970s and 80s when political power in Alabama was more evenly split between the parties. However, GOP reactions in Alabama following the Washington Post allegations of child molestation against Moore indicates how strongly his followers and supporters are standing by him. State Auditor Jim Ziegler, for example, compared Moore's situation to that of an underage Virgin Mary who was wed to the older carpenter Joseph. Borelli says the evangelical notion of forgiveness and redemption might work in Moore's favor. Maybe.
It didn't really work for Robert Bentley.
Borelli is referring to Governor Robert Bentley, who made no bones about his Christian faith during his campaign and his time in office. Borelli says Alabama seemed less forgiving after Bentley pleaded guilty to two misdemeanor campaign finance violations. He was also tape recorded making sexually explicit comments to a female aide. Borelli says Roy Moore's situation appears to be different from Bentley's.
Even though he portrayed himself as traditional values type Christian, I don't think that was as central to his image as a politician as it is for Roy Moore. I mean, Roy Moore has really kind of staked his reputation on that.
Within hours of the Washington Post story, we put that question to APR political commentator Steve Flowers. The former Republican Alabama State House member thinks Moore's followers aren't swayed.
They believe this late in the campaign that something that comes up that may have happened 30 or 40 years ago in hearsay and he said, she said, scenario, they're going to look at as political sabotage by a liberal Washington Post media.
However, that may not apply to everyone in Alabama. The Doug Jones campaign has been holding rallies in communities including Mobile, Birmingham, Huntsville, and Tuscaloosa. Borelli says that may not be accidental and a specific voter is the target.
Some of the strange voters for strange, something you've heard before, I'm sure.
Borelli is referring to moderate Republicans who backed Luther Strange in his failed primary bid against Roy Moore. It appears the Doug Jones camp is trying to get these people to jump ship and abandon Moore. Steve Flower says it may be working.
You can go through neighborhoods of upscale, urbane, establishment Republican neighborhoods throughout the state, in Tuscaloosa or Birmingham or Mobile, and you see Doug Jones signs in almost every yard.
which takes us back to people like Bill Eubanks. He came to hear Doug Jones speak at a rally in Birmingham.
I knew his record, that he had tried Eric Rudolph and the KKK for the 16th Street bombing.
Eubanks is mixing cases from Jones' days as a U.S. attorney. He led the prosecution against Rudolph for the 1996 Olympic Park bombing and successfully convicted two Klansmen for the 1963 bombing in Birmingham. Eubanks is registered as an independent, but he's leaning Democratic.
And I don't see how you fake that. He seemed to me like he spoke from the heart.
But for every voter going for Doug Jones, the polls say another voter is going for Roy Moore. So unless something big breaks, we may not know the results until the ballots are counted. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Birmingham.